Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Heidi is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
On Fridays, top of hour number two joins us. A-Day game is on Saturday. They announced 50% capacity, which should be nice. And Kevin, good morning to you, sir. What do you expect out of the spring game?
Yeah, Alabama's spring game, noon tomorrow Central Time, 1 o'clock Eastern Time. It will be broadcast on ESPN for those that wish to tune in. Yeah, you know, my number one objective for the spring game, Bill, is nobody get hurt. You know, I've said this many, many times. The rubber hits the road in the spring with the two scrimmages. Coach Saban said yesterday that he's going to hold a lot of players out of the scrimmage of the A-Day game tomorrow. Just, you know, players that are, you know, dinged up or whatever and not risk injury. They'll announce the crimson and the white rosters later today. I know people are excited to see Bryce Young and some of the young true freshmen that are there, and it's just a great time for fans to get together and mingle and see each other. So few got the opportunity, unfortunately, last year to go to games in Tuscaloosa. So, quite honestly, Bill, as long as no one gets injured tomorrow, then it's going to be a great A-Day as far as I'm concerned.
Mention some of the newcomers that fans should keep their eyes on.
Tomorrow, Jalen Milroy and Jalen Milroy, true freshman quarterback out of Houston, Texas, Bill, is really impressing people. He made tremendous strides from scrimmage one to scrimmage two. He's an incredible talent. And you know, I talk about working on his passing game because he didn't come up passing in high school, but he's not talented. I mean, they think he can be an elite passer. A.J. Hall, number 17, the true freshman wide receiver out of Florida, Ja'Cory Brooks, Christian Leary, three outstanding wide receivers. I think they'll get a chance to see the ball some tomorrow. J.C. Latham and Tommy Brockemeyer, the two elite offensive tackles. Latham will wear number 65 and Brockemeyer will wear number 76 tomorrow. You definitely want to keep your eyes on them. Terrence Ferguson, the guard, number 69. He's going to be a great one moving forward. On my side of the ball, the defensive side of the ball, true freshman Monkel Goodwin, a defensive end here, wear number 95 tomorrow. He's one you want to keep your eyes on when he's in. Jack linebacker number 92, Kano Coit, he's one to watch. Inside linebacker Deontay Lawson, he'll wear number 32 tomorrow. Deontay is a person that they are going to fast track this fall, Bill. I think they're going to get him into the blowout games and get him experience as much as he can, and he's really making noise in the linebacker room. And then, you know, in the secondary, number one, Ja'Quincy McKinstry. He's a super, super talented athlete. So those are the true freshmen that if you're going to the A-Day game tomorrow, you're tuning in on TV, those are the ones you kind of want to zoom in and watch on.
Kevin, I go back to the 70s when it comes to Alabama recruiting. Not the early 70s. I know all the stories, but just keeping up with it. And I've seen a lot of players from the state of Alabama, a lot of really good players come out of that state. We were just talking about the class of 23. So that'd be the rising juniors. And if we go by the 24/7 sports rankings right now, there are an astonishing five stars. You only get between 25 and 30, maybe 35 some years, but there's a limit to the amount of five stars they will allow in any class, meaning nationwide. And the state of Alabama has five of them. Do you recall another year where they had that many rated that high at the top?
No, I don't. And I profusely apologize for misreading your tweet last night, my friend. You should have texted me back and said, reread the tweet, you idiot.
Don't worry.
Matt, we had five commitments already. Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. Five stars so far in the state of Alabama. Peter Woods. And here's the funny thing, Bill. Two of them are defensive tackles, and three of them are cornerbacks. Yeah, Peter Woods from Alabama, defensive tackle one. James Smith, defensive tackle out of Montgomery, Alabama. And then you got the three cornerbacks, Tony Mitchell out of Thompson, Alabaster, same high school Peter Woods plays at. A.J. Harris out of Phoenix City, Alabama, and Jaleel Hurley out of Florence, Alabama, which is Wimp Sanderson's hometown. But then here's the other thing, Bill. There's a sixth player named Kelby Collins out of Gardendale, Alabama. He's a strong, he's a defensive end. He's on the cusp, Bill. I will not be surprised if when it's all said and done in that class that Kelby Collins doesn't actually become the sixth five-star player in the state of Alabama in the class of 2023. And, of course, Alabama got a commitment yesterday from Jaheim Otis. And we all remember he made a big sensation. He was an internet sensation as an eighth grader when he was 14 years old, you know, monster size, and went and ran the 4.7 40 at the Ole Miss football camp and kind of became the internet sensation. Well, he went ahead and pulled the trigger and committed to Alabama for the class of 22. So, yeah, Bill, I'm excited. I'm excited about that 23 class. Of those six, I fully expect Bill Alabama to get at least four of those six players.
And you just said Alabaster's got two on one team.
They've got two, Peter Woods and Tony Mitchell.
Wow.
Peter Woods is the number one. He's the number two player right now overall. And, of course, all of this is going to change. But right now he's the number two player in the nation in the 20. They've got number one defensive tackle. And then Tony Mitchell, who's the number one cornerback in that class and the number 11 player overall. For those who don't know, Thompson High School, Alabaster's a southern suburb of Birmingham. It's become a power program. That's where Talia Tongavaola played high school ball when they moved to Alabama. So that might ring a bell for people outside of Alabama with that high school. It's an elite, elite program in Alabama.
Royal Payne on Twitter says, ask Kevin, does he think Nate Oates' playing style, great recruiting, personality, etc., and A.D. Burns' basketball push will finally get the new arena built in Tuscaloosa?
That is a phenomenal question that I get a lot, and I would really, if I could have lunch with Greg Byrne, that would be the first question that I would ask Greg Byrne. I think it all has to do with the COVID finances. You know, every one of these schools, they suffered a lot of financial loss, and, you know, the fact that we didn't have fans, the big revenue stream impact. I think that is the big question. But then there's the whole issue of, you know, I'm of the crowd that I would like to have a completely new arena, and there's talk about building a new arena out where the Bryce property is, which is off campus for those in Tuscaloosa. And I apologize for people that don't Tuscaloosa. And then the other option that Burns made public is basically gutting Coleman Coliseum and rebuilding it. But the issue there is that would force Alabama to play one season in Birmingham, and while everything's rocking and rolling right now, and you've got fan interest at an all-time high, how appealing is that? But the bottom line is Coleman Coliseum was built in 1968. God love it. It's time to do something about an arena at Alabama. Yes, I think it will get done. I don't know which of the two options, but I think it's just going to be, you know, dealing with the financial issues. But I will tell you this, Nate Oates, I'm sure, has pushed this to the top of the to-do list for Alabama athletics. It needs to get done, and the sooner, the better.
So if they demolition Coleman Coliseum, would they be playing, you said, in Birmingham, but would that be the old Civic Center?
I guess the Birmingham Jefferson Civic Center. Can't imagine, you know, UAB wanting to cooperate. They certainly aren't going to play in Foster Auditorium, which originally played was a really, really small venue, which They used to make the women play in there for a while before they moved them back to Coleman Coliseum. I mean, it's just – it's kind of a logistical nightmare, which to me is a great selling point for, can we just build the new arena on the Bryce property and get on with this thing? Because they're really – you know, for those who don't know, the athletic complex here at Alabama, Coleman Coliseum, it's landlocked in there with the football facility and right next to the baseball facility. I mean, they talked about possibly building something in the parking lot, but that doesn't seem feasible to me. So just go build a new arena by the Bryce property. And, oh, by the way, Bill, I meant to mention this for the 23 class. Yes, Nick Saban will be 76 years old when that 23 class is a senior. But I just want to throw this out there as a reason why he may stick around and make that his last year. Alabama has 3 road games that 2026 season. 2 of them are 3 non-conference games. 2 of them are South Florida at home and Florida State at home. But the road game for that season is going to Morgantown, West Virginia to play the Mountaineers, Bill. Saban's home state. I think it would be pretty special on September the 5th, 2026, when the Tide takes the field in Morgantown, that Coach Saban, I can't imagine him not wanting to be on the sideline for that game. That's pretty significant.
Jeff, too, ask Kevin, would Alabama have interest in pursuing Arch Manning, or because Bryce and Jalen Milroe both look outstanding, they won't even try to pursue it? Or is there another quarterback they pursue?
Oh, Alabama's going to pursue him full time. Every single year, it's our goal. Our goal is going to be to sign the best quarterback in the country. But as I've said this many, many times, I will be absolutely shocked if he chooses Alabama. His grandfather isn't a big fan of the University of Alabama, and I would be absolutely shocked, Bill, if Arch Manning chooses Alabama. I'm with Blake Ruffino. If you were to ask me to guess today who my number one choice is, I would go with Dabo Swinney and Clemson. I think Ole Miss is going to be seriously in the hunt all the way down the line. I think LSU will be in there, but I will be shocked if he chooses Alabama.
Baseball last night, walk-off for Alabama. Against
Auburn. Yeah, how awesome was that? Alabama beating Auburn 8-7 in 10 innings. Owen Diodati with a single in the bottom of the 10th for the winner. But, hey, our man Zane Denton, Mr. 615, he led the inning off with a single. Sam Prater then hit a single before Diodati's walk-off, scoring Zane Denton for the game winner. Zane Denton, of course, for those that don't know, he's from the Nashville area there. He's batting .339 with 6 homers and 24 RBIs. Brad Bohannon's team is finally beginning to get healthy, Bill. Connor Prelip, their preseason All-American, he's supposed to be the ace of the staff. He pitched 5 innings of the first of the opener, pitched, 78 pitches, and then has been injured ever since. So he's supposed to take the mound again for the series finale on Saturday. It would be really huge for Alabama to get him back. Alabama's sitting at 6-7 right now in the SEC. They come to Lexington for a 3-game series next weekend. So it's great to see Brad Bohannon's baseball team starting to get healthy and make a move here. The goal is to get to Hoover, and right now, if the SEC baseball tournament started tomorrow, Alabama would be one of those teams going to Hoover. That's been the goal from the get-go, get to Hoover.
Kevin, we'll see you next week, sir.
Have a great day, everybody, and as always, roll tide.
We'll take the break. Coming up, top of the hour, Mr. Brad Powers, bradpowersports.com. All the handicapping items you're looking for. That will be up in about, 45 minutes. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's running slow on 40 eastbound here, trying to get out past the Mount Juliet exit. As you head towards Wilson County here, I'm looking at a big backup here due to an accident on 40 eastbound here at the Wilson County-Davidson County line. You're going to have to give yourself extra time out here this morning. It just went and got crazy. Lots of radar. They're cracking down all weekend long, so be aware of that. Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks, coming up May 12th. All the details, Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, JodyJonesDDS.com.
Introducing new Kraft sandwiches at Slim Chickens. Try our Chicken Club sandwich with crispy bacon and cheese, the Cayenne Ranch sandwich with fried onions and Cayenne Ranch mayo, the Buffalo Ranch sandwich that's tossed in spicy buffalo sauce, or the crispy chicken sandwich, which is anything but basic. Slim's lineup of four Kraft sandwiches. The choice is yours. Whether you're driving through, ordering online, or pulling up curbside, Slim's has you covered.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Martin Truex Jr. becomes 2021's first multi-winner at Martinsville this past weekend. Up next, more short track action from Richmond Raceway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hey, I'm Martin Truex Jr., and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And check us out on YouTube. Search for Final Lap Radio every single weekday right here.
Nobody knows more about college football history than Bill King.
Remember where I heard this, so if you can refute it, certainly do it. But it's my understanding Alabama's spring game for the SEC now, for the teams in the SEC, is the only spring game that'll be televised other than on ESPN Plus, which you can get on your laptop. Is that right? Alabama's going to be on the main ESPN channel. The main channel. And all the others are on ESPN Plus, I think. I think that's true, but if somebody can point out, no, Bill, there's other teams on there too. I don't think so, though. No other team. Now, my point would be, and you don't think Alabama runs the league in football? You think it's... You don't think league offices have preferences? It's totally on the up and up. They hope Vanderbilt wins it one year. Yeah, right. I don't think so. So tomorrow, yeah, their game is, what did he say at noon? If I'm not busy in the rock garden watering my rocks, I'll probably watch a little bit. You know, those rocks need water. You can't just let them sit out there. They get pale and sick if you don't water them. Got to be careful with the ecosystem out in the yard. Kevin in Muletown, I'm told, is next up. What's up, Kev?
Man, just driving down 840 on a beautiful, beautiful Friday morning in Middle Tennessee. I'm driving. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I haven't looked out yet. Pretty nice day, huh?
Oh, it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. I'm driving right by the Grove and the Troubadour Golf Course, man. Can you get me on at the Troubadour? I know you know people in Wilco. Can you get me on, Bill?
No problem. We can get that done. Give me until noon today, and I'll get you on.
Well, I think Justin Thomas and Ricky Fowler and Jordan Spieth played it the other day, and then they went to the Predators game. So that was pretty cool seeing that all over Twitter. But apparently that Troubadour is something special. So I know you could hook a brother up, man. But, hey, you were talking about that 1991 Notre Dame-Tennessee game?
Yeah.
I remember that well, man. I was a freshman. That was my freshman year at UT. And if you remember, that was NBC's first year with Notre Dame contract.
I didn't realize that. That was the first year. I didn't realize that. Wow.
That was the first year, and they had Bill Walsh and Dick Enberg were the announcers. And I remember watching that game, and all they were talking about, especially Bill Walsh, was Notre Dame is so elite and how they're loaded with NFL players, and that Tennessee will be lucky to you know, just hang in there. And he was right that first half because Notre Dame was just curb stomping them. And it was, I think he said, what is 30-something to like 7? And then the second half came, and Tennessee just couldn't do anything wrong. But if you also remember, you know, the great, at the end of the game, the great announcer, John Ward, he kind of blew that game, if you remember. Do you remember that?
He said the field goal was good for Notre Dame, and then he said no good.
No good, yeah. And if I remember right, Craig Hendrick, who was the punter for the Titans for all those years,
yep.
He had to kick for Notre Dame that game because I think their kicker got hurt during the game, and he ended up trying to kick the game-winning field goal, and we blocked it. It went off, I think, J.J. McCleskey's butt. So that game, man, you talk about some of the greatest games in Tennessee history. That's top five, easy top five.
About 30 years ago. Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I'm getting up. That was my freshman year at UT. So, the Wade twins, they commit today.
Yes. They make an announcement today, and I think it's right after school. I'm not sure what time. I think it's right after school, isn't it?
Well, I got a spoiler alert. They're going to pick Kentucky today.
I have not on purpose pursued that story at all. Keaton was here, heck, 2 days ago lifting, and I was going to the store, and I only asked him one question. I said, what's your playing weight going to be this year? And he said, I'm going to play at about 225, 230, right in there. But I purposely have not asked any questions about schools. I haven't asked my son about it either because he's with them all the time. I mean, heck, they go together to get haircuts. And I purposely have stayed away from that because that's their day. And I don't want to be the guy that, you know, tries to get the scoop there.
Well, I'm just reading the tea leaves. I don't have any inside information.
Right. No, I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah, but it looks like the Big Blue. I know Destin. They're really on Destin real hard at being quarterback, and that's where he really wants to start out in college. And good for him. I know Tennessee's recruiting him as a quarterback too, but they're also recruiting some other quarterbacks. So. But it'll be one of those deals where it won't end, you know, until December. So Tennessee will be after them the whole time. So we need to get Brandon on board at the Big Orange, too. Get him that preferred walk-on. I can see him. I can see him in that Big Orange, Bill. So but good for them. Wherever those kids go, man, good for them, man. Not every kid gets a chance to play with their brother and play at big-time college football. So wherever they go, good for them, man.
Stay safe there, Kevin. Appreciate you, bud.
All right, brother. Have a great day. Beautiful day. See
you. You too. Yeah, they have their announcement today. And I don't remember what time it is. I think it's right after school. Brandon asked me yesterday, said, are you going to it? I said, no, that's their deal, man. Let them enjoy it, and I don't need to be there. We're having also, because of the fake restrictions out there, we haven't had a football banquet yet. That is this Saturday night. Finally having the football banquet on April the, what would that be, the 17th. Looking forward to that. I will be at that one. Yeah, I'll be there. I'll eat. I don't know what they're catering, and probably some kind of barbecue, but haven't had a get-together. Haven't been allowed to have a get-together yet. So that is all good. Oh, there's news here. Somebody, and I am shocked at this. I am very shocked. Let me find it. I'm having to scroll down. Wow. There's so much I need to get to here on Twitter this morning. Apparently, the Nashville mayor, who is a true Corona bro. I mean, this guy, you can't draw it up any better as a Corona bro than this guy. And they announced, a few months ago, and I don't live in Nashville, okay, that they were going to take everybody's property taxes and increase it 34%, which they did. The council voted on it. Then there are a bunch of Corona bros, too. And it passed. I think it passed easily. Apparently, the mayor was on a TV station or something this morning and announced they're cutting back on the property tax. That is shocking for a Corona. That is something Corona bros do not do. They don't tax the bleep out of you and then pull back. That is not the blueprint. That is not what they do. So I'm shocked. Doesn't make me like him, but I'm shocked that he's going in that direction. I totally agree with that. The much less, the better. This mayor of Nashville, he better be careful because the Corona bros aren't going to like this. You don't tax the bejesus out of people and then announce later, we're going to give you some back. You don't do that. That's not the way it works. You tax the bejesus out of them and then you announce you're going to do it even worse next time. That's the blueprint. Ask Julia. She can give you the blueprint. That's the blueprint. So some news, some actual good news from a Corona bro. Again, it's all over Twitter. I'm having trouble believing that's authentic, but apparently it might be. Johnny Vegas says, Bill, I've got some math for the audience. We're always into math here. I got past, I think, first grade math. I did well in the first grade. After that, I struggled. Says, Bill, 1-inch stack of $100 bills is $25,000. Is that one? No, one foot stack. Sorry. Probably wouldn't be 1 inch. 1 foot stack is $25,000. Says, 1 million in one hundreds would be a 43-foot stack. Also, 1 million in one hundreds weighs about 22 pounds. See, Johnny Vegas would know that, being in Vegas right now. Now, that would be 43 inches. I'm getting confused here. Yes, 43 inches for the 1 million and 100. Sorry about that. This goes back. Johnny Vegas started doing this when, you remember the story about Tennessee and Dan Patrick, and again, Dan Patrick's had a very good career. That's not where you go for college news. Dan Patrick put out his sources, quote, quote, say that when recruits come to Tennessee, they're given McDonald's bags full of cash. Now, again, how much is in there? Unclear. And that's where all this started. And Johnny Vegas said, if you put this much in a McDonald's bag, that's how much money it would be. If you stacked it all the way up, this is how much it would be. He had the math there. So it's like I told you, I have had not one person corroborate the McDonald's story. That's legit. Now, I'm not saying there's not a big mess going on at Tennessee. That's not what I'm trying to tell you. Well, they didn't have a big mess going on there. I'm not trying to tell you that. Obviously, they did. These specific item, which is the McDonald's payment stuff, has yet to be corroborated. I have talked to players that have been there. And again, this is under the Skolkan administration at Tennessee. And not a one of them said they got a bag full of cash. McDonald's bag full of cash. Might have been a Wendy's bag. Maybe that's the thing. But not a McDonald's bag when they were up there. Yeah, yet to be corroborated, as far as I know. Royal Paint says, Bill, Legacy Arena in Birmingham is going to be redone and modernized soon, too. So they can perhaps get some NCAA tournament games back. That would be good. Coach's hot seat in Lake Tahoe. Bill, there's plenty of room in the parking lot next to Coleman Coliseum to build a new basketball arena. And we're told the Bama AD over a year to get off his bleep and get going because Coleman is a damn disgrace. I don't know that I've been to a game in Coleman Coliseum. Kevin was saying it was built in 68, I believe, right? I don't think I've been to a game there. Even when it was considered newer back in the day. Coach's hot seat, Bill. This is a football item. Most overrated offensive coach the last 20 years in American football is Bill O'Brien. So he says, we are looking forward to Saban chewing O'Brien's $8 a hell of a lot on the Alabama football sidelines this fall. He doesn't approve of the hire. Just business. Build that defense for Thompson and Alabaster is stout. Not surprised they have 2 5-stars. We play them every year. Yeah, when I was looking at the list, I didn't recognize the high school similarity there in the two players. I didn't see that. You've got a high school team. Here would be a trivia question, and again, I don't know how it would take forever to come up with this, unless somebody's done the research and there's an article somewhere on it. How many high schools do you think, and this is at one time, not in their history, have had 2 5-stars on the same team, much less on the same side of the ball? By the way, all those 5-stars for the class of 23 in Alabama, I believe, are all on the defensive side of the ball. How many high schools in the history of recruiting rankings? And if you're talking about the star system, you're very limited, right, in the number of years. How many high schools have had more than 1 5-star on the same team? Again, it's got to be the same team. Not we had one this year and then 15 years ago we had one too. That doesn't count. That's not what I'm looking for. 2 5-stars on the same current team. That list has got to be negligible. It can't be much. We'll take the break. Coming up, Brad, at the top of the hour. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It is major bumper-to-bumper here on 40 eastbound. Just before the Mount Julian exit in this part of Wilson County, it's got traffic backed up into Davidson County right now because of this accident on 40 eastbound. Just before you get to the Mount Julian exit, when I say it's at a standstill, it's not even moving in the eastbound lanes right now on I-40 eastbound as we check it out live out here in Mount Julian. Hey, Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks, coming up May 12th. Check it out. Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Welcome back to Love League. It's time for Jack to meet our final contestant, April Games. April is a fun-seeking Aries who loves fresh flowers, afternoon showers, and winning. April, describe your perfect night.
Well, Bob, I like to pick up some instant games, find my favorite lucky coin, and see where the night takes me.
Oh, okay. Well, Jack, who will it be?
Yeah, I'm going to take April Games, Bob.
It's hard not to pick a winner when you pick April Games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. Get ready to knock down some fun with new multiplier instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Four great games that can multiply your next win into big money. Play for $1, $2, $5, or $10 for your chance to win up to $1 million in cash. Pick up a multiplier game today, and with a little luck, your cash could do some serious math. Multiplier games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
The 2021 NFL Draft. College football's best to realize a lifelong dream.
With the first pick.
Get exclusive access to the future stars of the NFL as they take the stage live from Cleveland.
Here's Lawrence, Najee Harris,
Zach Wilson.
I am so pumped up about this draft.
The 2021 NFL Draft starts April 29th on NFL Network, ABC, ESPN, and ESPN Deportes. Snickers, the official chocolate sponsor of the 2021 NFL Draft. Snickers satisfies.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners go out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine four?
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today: sunshine, highs near 66. Tonight, cloudy skies, chance of rain, lows 45. Saturday, mostly cloudy, 61. Saturday night, cloudy, lows near 45. Sunshine for Sunday, highs 68. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio
King is the mother 12th data point of college football.
Already have people hit me up on high school teams with simultaneous 5 stars. Kevin from Muletown, who was just on with us, says, Bill, Harrison Bailey and Eric Gilbert together just a couple of years ago at Marietta. That's right. Wasn't thinking about that. That's right. Jim, good friend Jim, just sent me a text. Bill, Miami Palmetto had Jason Marshall, Leonard Taylor, and Corey Collier last year, all on defense and all 5 stars, depending on which service you follow. Rivals are 24/7. Wow. I mean, we're talking recent, too. It still couldn't be very common. They only allow between 25 and 35 5 stars in a year. At all the high schools combined, you only get 25 or 35 across the entire planet Earth of football recruits. Tens of thousands of players, you're only allowed between 25 and 35 5 stars any season, any year. So that's incredible. Nonetheless, Cosby Cattleman, welcome in.
Yabba dabba do, slide down that dinosaur and kiss Miss King, because it's the Big Orange versus the Peabody Braves. Let's get it on.
Peabody Braves.
Yeah, best team money could buy. What number does Corbin wear, Bill? I know managers wear a uniform, don't they? What number does Corbin wear?
I don't know. I've never
noticed. You think he wears 13.7?
just to signify the extra scale.
I have to say it all kidding there, Bill. I really enjoyed that interview Pogue did with him yesterday. Corbin sounds like a nice guy. He sounds like a pretty stand-up guy. He just happens to work for a school that cheats and gives him different tools than other teams get. But he sounds like a good guy. I was really tickled with Pogue's interview there. I thought Pogue was going to ask him if he likes his toast whole wheat or white or how he likes his eggs and all the softballs he was throwing. I was starting to think Corbin was a softball coach.
So how's that arm, that vaccinated second arm feeling
now? I'm good. Thanks for asking there, Bill. I'm ready and raring to go. If we did have COVID, I'm still waiting on my 14 days to get through all this mess. I might even get on down there to the Lindsay and tip a few natty lights out there in right field. Maybe on top of the old KA house.
Tonight?
Well, I mean, yeah, just firing it up, right? ESPNU.
How long does it take you to get from Cosby to the campus?
If I get pretty good luck on the interstate, I can get over in about an hour. Zoom right across the Holston River Bridge, go through the hood, watch out through Calhoun's and the traffic at Calhoun's on the river in downtown, bang, I'm there. Hall of Fame Drive, and drive by that big embarrassment, Women's Basketball Hall of Fame. Real cities build art museums and, field museums of natural history in Chicago, and Knoxville builds Women's Basketball Hall of Fames. I'm sure all I got there is cobwebs and wedding rehearsals. Wedding dinners and cobwebs are the only thing in the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame.
Are you going to park on Philip Fulmer Drive?
I tell you what, there's so many potholes on Philip Fulmer Drive, I think it's probably been condemned, Bill. But I'm looking forward to it. But, I got thinking, I'm not a college baseball guy, but if there's a buzz around town, I'll set my DVR. I'm ready to see. Well, ESPNU, that's a pretty big deal. Get on the little mothership there. I'll watch. I think the thing, the more I look at it, Bill, is the fans. Like I said, I don't even watch the Braves much because Major League Baseball is all homers and strikeouts. But, I'll take a look at it tonight, and I bet you we'll see some fireworks with the fans. I just got a feeling something will happen off the field or something that has nothing to do with baseball. You get that feeling?
Now, wait a minute. So the game tonight is on the U?
Yeah, it's a Friday night game. Yeah, it's on the U.
Huh. I didn't know that. I mean, I knew I would get it on TV. I just didn't think it'd be on the U.
Yeah, set your – it'll be a 6 o'clock phony time, 7 o'clock real time. Yeah, it's on. Set your DVR, Bill.
I'll be there. I'll be watching.
Hey, just two or three quick knickknacks before y'all get out of your way. But you see where regular season Rick loaded up again?
He's recruiting like he's not regular season Rick.
Well, yeah, he does this all the time, though. He gets everybody excited. And I was talking about Charlie Brown and the football. This is the time of year regular season Rick gets everybody excited. This time last year, Springer and Keon were going to be lottery picks and one and doneers. And it turns out they are one and doneers, and we got nothing out of them.
They got a 6'9 post or something, didn't they?
Huntley Hatfield, supposedly, I won't bore your listeners, I got a 7-footer coming in.
Oh, that's right.
Rick's got us. I do. We might get another 7-footer, too.
Now, which is the one from Clarksville?
I think that's Huntley Hatfield, right?
Okay. And he's up somewhere up in Pennsylvania at a prep school or something, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, just two things, then I'm out of your way. Going football, the last time I think this was a football show. Are those kids in your living room going to deadbeat out on us today and go to Kentucky?
If you were listening earlier, one of them was over here lifting, what day, Wednesday? And I didn't ask him. I asked him what his play weight would be, and he said 225. I didn't ask him about schools.
Yeah. Kentucky football, after 1st of October when basketball practice starts up, they don't even know you exist up there. If you're that dumb to go up there, I-65 North's open. Hey, one last thing, Bill, I'll get out of your way. I was really touched yesterday with all the people calling in saying they like my calls and wanted me to have a show and all that. And folks out there, Bean Counters and all y'all got guys under in Jupiter, Florida, I really, really appreciate it. It touched my heart. But the problem is Adam's too stupid to give me a show. But I really appreciate y'all's support. See you guys.
Yeah, I was going to say there's no way Adam would give you a show. So it's not happening. I know Adam. He's not going to clear you for a show. Even if it's the 2 a.m. to 3 a.m. gig, you're not getting it. So you're right about Adam. You're right about Adam not giving you a show. That's true. That is very true. I carry a lot of weight. I couldn't even get that done. I could not get you cleared. I could go pitch for somebody else. I may get that done. But for you, they would reject. They would say, nope, not happening. not going to allow the Cosby Cat. Philip Fulmer Drive has so many potholes on it. And I guess they're not going to patch them, right? Because patching those potholes would not be the good metaphor. It wouldn't be the correct metaphor, right? Keep the potholes, which signifies his last couple of stints at Tennessee, right? That makes it more realistic. Potholes aplenty on Philip Fulmer Drive. Oh, my gosh. Brad at the top of the hour. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It is major bumper to bumper here on 40 eastbound. Just before the Mount Julian exit in this part of Wilson County, it's got traffic backed up into Davidson County right now because of this accident on 40 eastbound. Just before you get to the Mount Julian exit, when I say it's at a standstill, it's not even moving in the eastbound lanes right now on I-40 eastbound as we check it out live out here in Mount Julian. Hey, Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks, coming up May 12th. Check it out. Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville, or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
Napa know-how.
At Napa, you don't need to be a magician to pull 20% savings out of thin air. All you need is a bucket. Yep, you can magically save on three or more items with a $2.99 Napa bucket. So use whatever magical catchphrase you want, like Abraca Bucket, or Alaka Savings, or Bippity Boppity Bucket, and save 20% today. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Participating locations. Exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 4/30/21.
Hey, Middle Tennessee. Tune into Bally Sports Southeast and watch your Next Gen Grizz tonight at 7 when they take on the Bulls, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. You'll want to tune in early at 6:30 to catch Grizzlies Live, presented by Ford and your Mid-South Ford dealers. Featuring Pete Franica, Brevin Knight, Rob Fisher, and Chris Vernon. Check your local listings in Grizzlies.com for Channel Guy, or catch it live right here on your home for the Memphis Grizzlies, Nashville Sports Radio. He doesn't know everything about college football. Yeah, he does. It's the Bill King Show.
Brad Powers, top of the hour. Rod, a Buckeye in Houston, Texas. Bill. And this is referring to Coach's Hot Seat, who tweeted earlier, O'Brien is among the most overrated coaches in America. And Coach's Hot Seat predicts you're going to have a lot of video clips of games where Nick is chewing him out, screaming at him like he did Baby Kiff back a couple of years ago. Rod, a Buckeye in Texas. Bill O'Brien has the Shirley Weiss complex. Quote, nobody is smarter than me. Yeah, he's a pretty cocky, confident dude. I'll give you that. Nick may have to scream at some of his assistants. It doesn't appear to ever cause him to lose much, though, does it? That's my point. If indeed that's the case. Allen in Tampa, Bill. Pork belly on the BFG this morning. The RecTech Grill. Checking it out. Yeah, he's got the bigger one. They have a, and they got one that's even a bigger monster, but this one is huge. He's got, I thought the one that I had was big. He's got one that's massive, and he's cooking on the grill mats some bacon this morning. Looks delicious. I do that on Saturday mornings because I like BLTs, but I only allow myself Saturday morning for that. Shannon in South Bend regarding Touchdown Jesus and the building. Because I didn't know, frankly, I did not know, makes sense, which building or what was in that building. Meaning what was housed, what classes, what that building was for. Says, Bill, Touchdown Jesus is 134 by 68 feet. It's a mural that sits on the Father Hesburgh Library, the Theodore Hesburgh Library, which opened in 1963. It's the 61st largest library among universities in the United States with 3 million plus books. You could probably find a book in there to help you find that perfect parlay. May have to go in there this fall when we start back, hopefully. Had a good time with Rob doing that for a couple of years. Paragon SC up in New York City. Bill, put Cosby on here in New York City. There has to be, this has to be the worst sports radio in the country. Totally unlistenable. Cosby would at least keep us in stitches. Bama Mark, Bill, another great showing by Cosby. Potholes on Philip Fulmer Drive and Tennessee on the U tonight in real time, 7, not fake time. He's a classic. I don't know. Cosby Counterman gets in a couple of what you would call zingers every call. And they're always, even if they're repetitive, and sometimes they aren't, sometimes they're new, it's funny. Now, what was the other zinger besides potholes on Philip Fulmer Boulevard? It was, hey, Bill, what number does Tim Corbin wear on his baseball uniform? My reply was, I have no idea. I don't even notice. I don't look at that kind of stuff. He said, I bet it's probably 13.7. That would be hilarious if Corbin came out and his number was 13.7. That would be funny, just to gig the Cosby Cattleman. Now, he did say, I heard Corbin on with Greg Pope, and he sounded like a really good guy. He did say that. I don't think he really wanted to say that, but he said it. Kevin in Muletown. Bill, is the purpose of Cosby's calls to get as many insults he can in before he hangs up? Maybe Brad can give us an over and under on the number of Cosby insults. You are right. Now, Cosby, yes. He has a purpose. He's got multi-purposes for calls. But one is absolutely getting in insults. He is not going to waste a call without an insult, and he may be right at us. Man, everybody's fair game. We all get it. Yeah, I mean, it might be right at us. Now, the difference between us and most any other station in the planet, on the planet, is I don't take any of that stuff personally at all. But lots of hosts across the planet Earth, okay, other stations, other city states, they can't take any critique. And if any caller calls in and it gets pointed at them, oh, my God, you've got an ego from hell there. That stuff doesn't bother me at all. I learned decades ago, you better put on the big boy pants if you're going to do this, because you're going to get stuff aimed at you. And if you can't take it, then don't do it. No, Kevin, you're right. He will get in. He'll get more than one. He'll get several insults in. And you never know where it's going. Again, it could be right at us. Jay Cutler's burner account. Can we maybe get Cosby Bill a Twitch channel? Call-in number could be 866-BABY-KIFF. Have a running ticker at the bottom with breaking news, etc. No. Have a running ticker at the bottom counting up insults. Like quick little quotes and insults. Oh, my gosh. Coach Asante, put 10K Bill on the Dodgers. Like the surest and easiest 32.5K you could ever make. Dodgers were plus 500 before the season before and coming down fast. Just put 50K on the Dodgers and take the rest of 2021 off, Brad. You'll be glad you did. So are the I don't even watch. Dodgers are my team, and I don't even watch. I couldn't even tell you. So does that mean they're doing well? I think that's what that means. Okay, Brad's up next. And go ahead, post your questions for him. Use the hashtag AskBP.